We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen.
Thanks for joining for another Grassroots Marketing here on CannabisRadio.com. Thank you all for joining us. We're powered by the Buzz CRM. Remember, after all the frustration you already have, and you started off the year, you're like, man, we need to go and do something to kind of downsize and manage all of our resources together for marketing. Use the automation of AI that's out there. Like, why aren't we doing this already? Why do we have all these other logins, all these other platforms that we're not using at all? One thing for this, one thing for that. Now, we want to have it all in one. Like, you should have it be like that. Well, let me introduce you to the CRM you're going to be using now, and you'll love the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. You want a system that actually works as something steady and delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. It's also just easy to go and adapt and learn and train on. So it's more intuitive, faster, smarter than ever. This CRM, the Buzz CRM, sees your work, streamlines your workflows, gives you tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. You don't want those outdated platforms. You want a system that's going to keep up with your goals, grow with your success. Use email, text, phone calls, all automated. Our own specific proprietary AI system as well, all in place. And so many other modules you can go and use all in one platform to take care of whatever you need. TheBuzzCRM.com. It's not just a redesign, it's a revolution. Go ahead and sign up right now. It's such a low barrier to entry. Let me tell you, the cost is very simple. Go ahead and sign up right now. TheBuzzCRM.com. Sign up today. And joining me right now here on Grassroots Marketing, I want to go ahead and welcome a top cannabis executive, one of the fastest growing cannabis companies in California. By the way, we've spoken with this company before on the program. She's overseen the production, development, and creation of many of their flagship products before, including their powerfully potent edibles, top shelf flower, and premium vapes. And prior to joining this company, she was a senior executive at Platinum Vape, which was sold for $70 million in 2020. Her work in the cannabis industry has paved the way for other female executives, thanks to her fierce leadership and knack for fostering young talent. I'm here with, representing Gelato Canna Company, Jana Matula. Jana, thanks for being on with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Really appreciate you taking time to go ahead and join us. And as I said, we spoke with George Sadler, who's founder and president over at Gelato, and then you are sitting as CMO. And one of the things that you have right now that's been point of focus right now is a new product line called Flavor House. And I want to understand what Flavor House encompasses and how it aligns with Gelato's mission of creating fun, familiar, approachable cannabis products. Talk to me about what this new line is all encompassing.
Well, Flavor House basically is sort of an umbrella of our organization. Gelato definitely comes off of that. Flavor House has been around since the beginning. And one of the things that Cody and George Sadler have put together is products that are flavorful. I would say that they are lifestyle. And as we have moved through the development of our products, it has always been with that lifestyle flavor and enjoyment idea. That has been the focus moving these products forward. So Flavor House is not a new sort of entity coming to the marketplace. It is our sort of, I guess you would say, parent umbrella.
What used to be about, and when you mentioned George and Cody being his son, and the idea that when George also left and came into place, because you were with him all, or he was also Planet Vape with you, Platinum Vape, excuse me, and made that transition. What can you tell me about the difference in terms of the culture right now where it is the father and son dynamic and doing these new products in place? What can you tell me about what's changed in that whole time space?
I think what's changed is the team that we have, the team that we have in place here at Gelato Flavor House, that many of us came over from Platinum Vape. So we hit the streets running. Preston Axford, who was our sales director, had relationships in the industry. So it was very easy to say, hey, we're doing this now. It's the same team. It's the same owners. It's the same quality, if not the quality and drive behind the products, was in many ways the same, because George and Cody are very, very particular about who they work with, where the flower comes from. Vapes are made with the tinctures. The quality and the way that everything is done, nothing comes in our facility without a certificate of a lab COA. And we then, upon receiving it, run another lab test. It goes through manufacturing and then has another lab test. So it has been tested 3 times in its journey before it even reaches the shelf.
Right.
So there is a quality control. There's an ethic of we would not use this if it was not the purest it could be. If it wasn't the most flavorful it could be.
A couple of years ago when we talked with them about business, or even when we had them on our Days and Infused program, that we talked about the little mini ice cream cones, the little bites. And that setup has really taken off. The Last Bites mini ice cream cones have been a standout product. And it also, even just from the packaging, just to the flavor.
Oh, it's a fun.
Palette of
it's fun. Yes.
Right. That's the part where, like, it's been consistent with what George and Cody wanted to do. They wanted to create more of a fun product, something that was almost like mainstream, you could say, with what they're doing here and why it stands out and why so many stores are picking it up.
Absolutely. The most interesting thing is it has gone crazy in Michigan. It has just, the minute it hit the street in Michigan, it was a top seller. And the same here in California. The other thing that we did, as you know, all of our products have these really fun names. For example, Last Bite. But the other one is our lollies, which old school would be called dog walkers. It's the 5-pack that are infused. They're diamond infused. They're painted and rolled in keef, and they are another outstanding seller. But they're called lollies. It's been a fun ride developing these products, putting them out there. Cody is just a master at developing names and products. I mean, it was his idea to do Last Bites. Now, Last Bites, as you know, are just mini ice cream cones that have got chocolate in the bottom of them. And it's just fun. People in the summertime use it with ice cream. In the wintertime, they scoop cake in it. We've just had so many fun things happen with them. We've seen people make little houses out of them with towers. It's been a fun product.
Now, earlier this year, there was a story from MG Magazine. Talk about cannabis loyalty programs and the strategy to keep customers coming back. And they did a lot of comparison to other major media.
Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen.
Mainstream manufacturers like North Face or Sephora, where they are not just, you know, retail stores, but they're also really strong, prominent brands. And the same thing goes for what Gelato does. Now you're a partner with ClickMJ, so Gelato customers can save money by taking advantage of the latter's product discounts. So now you have collaborated with this here, and it's a cannabis-focused cashback rewards app. So customers can choose items from the catalog based on how much they would spend. So you took notes, brought the customer-forward approach to cannabis. Tell me about this loyalty program and the fact of putting this together, because you mentioned this quote. In this article, you said, quote, let's think of it this way. Grocery stores have loyalty programs, but individual brands on the shelf do not. Brands partner with the store to offer value. So give me the point where I haven't seen so many loyalty programs targeted towards brands. I've seen them towards retail, but I never seen towards brands. Give me a little more elaboration on that.
We also are with Sparkplug, which is another loyalty program, but it's for bud tenders. You can see that we have not gone to the consumer per se. It's much more efficient and easily tracked to be able to work with Sparkplug, to work with ClickMJ, where they are the ones going out to the consumer. The success, I believe, is the fact that it's across the board. You can look at other brands, whether it's Papa and Barkley or it's Kiva. They all sort of have that same mindset in the fact, let's have the retail who is interfacing with the customer be the one to provide the information. Cannabis has become so incredibly competitive that if there's not a bonus or an incentive for the bud tender, which gets into Sparkplug, for the bud tender to be able to say, look, at this product, you can get X amount of rewards coming back from that. And it's a great product. This is what I like about it. This is how it fits into your life, whether it's on the medical side or the recreational side. The ClickMJ has been incredibly successful for us. We are always in the top one or two on their platform because you're getting cash. It literally goes into your bank account. Wow. Or you can use it at the store. And to be able to, you know, kind of pull into a gas station and say, you know what, I'm going to pull out my $25, $30, whatever, and put it in my gas tank versus some other sort of reward points program. I think that in this economy, cash is king. I mean, money, you need money in your hand. You need it in your pocket.
Right.
No, for your that has been very successful for us. That mindset has been very, very successful us with Sparkplug and ClickMJ.
Now, since Gelato has been around since March 2022, going back, you've been in charge of compliance for three separate facilities. You oversee their graphics department, product development for over 100 SKUs. It's a lot of different pieces you go in. You're a utility player in the space, but also at the same point, you're a C-level executive. So, I mean, you are very important. You are overseeing so much and managing so many important pieces of the space.
Right.
When it comes to that, just tell me about what it is about as this brand is growing out and expanding from California into Michigan. anything that you want to look at where, okay, because right now you also have a few things that were announced last year that were going to be coming up. I didn't see anything as of yet, but there was a spring water and a tequila that was going to be made by Gelato. And now it's going to be something that was going to be pushed going forward. What can you tell me about that? And also about the layout and the rollout of new products and keeping that consistent packaging in flux and keeping the compliance and development in flux as well.
We have rolled out 5 SKUs of water. We're primarily in Southern California at this point in time. We will be at the Natural Product Expo in a couple weeks, which is a huge, huge event. The water has been widely received. It is something very unique in the way that it is flavored, the way it is branded, and the way it's rolling out. So that's water. The tequila, hopefully we will see this summer. Right now we're dealing with customs. As you know, tequila must come out of Mexico. So right now we're dealing with customs and all sorts of things. The compliance side, especially here in California, it's across the board. In other words, it's sort of like a widget, is that the compliance for California is so extremely complicated and not very user-friendly, right, that one, that what works for manufacturing also dovetails into distribution, dovetails into retail. As you know, we do have a retail facility, Gelato, in Lake Elsinore. So it has been cumbersome, but the relationship we have with the DCC is somewhat combative, but on a friendly level. They know that they're a bureaucracy that is not functioning well. So I just had an inspection at Lake Elsinore, and they're very honest and very frank with the illicit market. As long as all of our packaging comes out of our facility here in Chula Vista in our graphics department, that's where our main hub is in Chula Vista, California. We also have manufacturing up in the Kearny Mesa area in San Diego. That's really the hub of manufacturing. The packaging and the look of everything we do comes out of Chula Vista, comes out of our graphics department here. And that is true for Michigan. And that is true for the states that we are beginning to launch in. The consistency, the look, the social media, it all is the same. It comes out of one place. The packaging, the criteria for the packaging in each individual state to be compliant comes from that state. I, you know, certainly can't be familiar with absolutely everybody's compliance because each state is so radically different. It is our responsibility to make sure that when you see Gelato, it looks the same, whether it's water, whether it's tequila, or whether it's cannabis. The brand is the brand is the brand. So it's our approach to being able to have Gelato be truly a lifestyle brand, whether you're talking about our flavored waters, which are sparkling and just so wonderful. Last night I had lime with tequila, and it was like delightful. Delightful. Right.
But no, that's wonderful. You're fully encompassed in all this, and you definitely believe in the whole idea of Gelato. So for those that want to go and look it for themselves, you can go to website to drinkgelato.com, drinkgelato.com. And for the main website for Gelato is gelatocanna.com, gelatocanna.com. And Janet, as we go to wrap things up, We send people to those two websites and where they can find it in California, Michigan. Give a little more information on folks so that they can get their hands on gelato.
Gelato. Okay. For the cannabis, we are totally saturated in California and Michigan. So it's a very easy product to find on the cannabis side. We're pretty much in Southern California when it comes to the water side. We will be expanding into mainstream stores in probably the next 60, 90 days so that you'll be able to go into your main marketplace, whether it's Vaughn's or Ralph's, and the same will be in Michigan, I'm sure. And that's about it. We are very busy here putting together what I think is a very exciting brand because it's going to meet all of your lifestyle pleasures.
Awesome. Jenna Matula, CMO of Gelato Canna Company. Thank you so much for being on with us here on Grassroots Marketing. We really appreciate you taking time out.
Thank you so much.
We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.